This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1579. Find the simple English framework you're looking for. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Today, we answer a great question from a listener. When should you use the word find and when should you use the word look? Today, get a simple rule to make it clear and easy in every situation.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's everything going today? How are things in New York City?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. We are having one of those random cold days.
No.
And I'm like, done. And it's at that point of the year where it's like, enough. Like, today was so windy and cold, and you get so frustrated because it's like, give me summer. But then I'm looking at the 10-day, and it's looking good.
It's looking good. Okay, good. Yeah. So you'll come out of that cold snap, and you'll be in shorts and a t-shirt in no time.
In no time. How are you?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Also, we've had some weird weather in Denver. We get crazy snowstorms, and then we get beautiful 75-degree days. It, like, swings like crazy out here. It's totally nuts. The weather is bipolar.
Oh, my goodness. So, Lindsay, I mean, speaking of Denver, have you found any cool spots there recently?
Oh, my gosh. I find cool spots in Denver all the time, especially breweries. You know, I love beer, craft beer, and I love food trucks. And we like to take our dog to craft breweries and order from food trucks and hang out and drink beer in the sunshine. So, yeah, I'm always discovering new places.
That's great. Well, today we have a listener question. So this listener asked two questions, and we're going to do one of them today. This is going to be fun. So, and we'll talk about that question that I just asked you. I said, have you found any cool spots in Denver? So,
All right,
okay. Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Yes, I love it when a listener says that they're binge listening to our podcast. Yes. That's great. I've been binge listening to your podcast. I've learned so much from you guys, both culturally and academically. Thank you so much for your hard work. You don't know how much you've brightened up my day. I have two questions to ask. Let's see. I've had a rather vibrant discussion with my colleagues and the native English teacher from the U.S. in my school about the nuance between look for and find. I want to ask for your opinion on this subject. I find myself using, I am finding my key and I'm looking for my key, meaning the same thing, searching for the lost key. But the native teacher says they rarely use finding in the progressive form in this sense. She only says, I'm looking for my key. You want to finish the next part, Michelle?
Sure. But when I ask her if I'm looking for an apartment or a job, sounds natural, she says yes. Okay. Do you have any idea why the former doesn't sound natural to her, but the latter one does? Is it because look for has more of an emphasis on something which is lost? It doesn't mean if something that we're searching for, like apartment or job, which is not lost, but finding and looking for would both make sense. I've done some research on this matter. I understand look for focuses on the process of finding, whereas find focuses on the result, but I'm still very confused. Please help. Lots of love. CL.
Yeah. And did we have a question from CL on another episode that
I
we answered?
I think we did. And okay. I think, yeah, CL's been sending in questions. So maybe that was the first one. I'm not sure.
Yes. CL, but I think, is in our app beta testing group for the Android awesome. App. So thank you to this awesome listener and member of the community. Yeah.
Definitely. So, well, this is going to be fun. So, yeah, exactly. CL, it's true. So to look for something is to search for it, right? You're trying to find it. And if you find it, you've achieved your goal, right, Lindsay?
Yes, completely. I agree with that, Michelle.
Yeah. So CL asked about the progressive form. I mean, would you ever say, Lindsay, that you're finding something?
No, I don't really say that unless I'm talking about something totally different that I don't know if we're covering on today's episode.
Right.
Like I'm realizing something, which is a more abstract idea, right? And a higher level idea that we'll talk about another day. But generally, you find something and then it's immediately in the past. I found it. You find it at one time, right, Michelle?
Right. I mean, you could say like, I need to find my phone, right? Mm-hmm. So that's something. But if you're just using... you wouldn't say I'm finding my phone, right? So for example, Lindsay, if I said to you, where's my phone?
Oh, I found it, right? So that already happened, right? It didn't continue to happen.
Right. Once you find it, it's found.
It's found.
It's in the past.
And you're all set. You can move on with your day.
Exactly. So with look, you know, you frequently would use both. So for example, you might use the progressive and you might just use the regular base, simple form. Yeah. So for example, I'm looking for an apartment or job. That's from CL. Or you could say, I look for jobs every day online, right? The general rules. Is it with your routine or are you doing it right now? Or, you know, I'm looking for a job. It could be, you know, general, right? In this moment.
Yeah, Michelle. So with that one, we have a little more flexibility into what we're trying to say.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, you don't generally look for something every day, right? Unless, you know, if you look for a job every day, like I said, every day I look for jobs, I go to the coffee shop, right? Mm-hmm. But unless you lose it a lot. So like if I say, I wouldn't say like, I look for my phone every day. I mean, I need to get out a better system. I mean, actually, I guess I do. I mean, around the apartment, you're always, but you wouldn't say like, every day as a routine, I look for my phone.
No. I agree with that, Michelle. Yeah. So here's an example, right? Can I call you in a sec, Michelle? I'm looking for my wallet.
Okay, sure.
So in that moment, I'm searching. Another way to say that is searching for my wallet.
Exactly. I mean, another way to say that you're looking for an object, you could say, I can't find it, right? So to find would be used there. So, but you wouldn't say like, I can't look for my wallet, right? You could say, I can't find my wallet, but you wouldn't say, I can't look for my wallet in terms of like, that you can't find it. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I think, yeah. I mean, we just need to know the functions of these words right here. And we'll have some examples towards the end, right, Michelle?
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of examples. I mean, if you say, I can't look for my wallet, that means you actually can't, right? So maybe you're busy or something. But you could also say that you need to try to find something, right, Lindsay? Mm-hmm. So in that example from the beginning, I said, have you found any cool spots in Denver? So why didn't I say, I could have said, have you been looking for, or have you looked for, right? But found seems more natural there, right?
Well, it's also just more interesting, right? Yeah. You'd rather understand the result of my search, right? Not the nitty gritty of my search that I've gone here, I've gone there, and I had one bad brewery, one good one. No, you want to know what's the result. What did you find?
Right. Exactly. That is a good point.
If you have the IELTS exam coming up in your future in the next year or 2 years, then go and follow the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. Don't miss the chance to learn from a former IELTS examiner. Go and follow the IELTS Energy podcast, and we'll see you there.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. So, okay, let's talk about a couple other uses that are a bit different or with expressions, right? Okay. Yeah. Okay, so Lindsay, this is kind of, I think, what you were getting into. Mm-hmm. What's the first one?
I find it hard to believe. So you really can't, you don't believe something. You don't think something is true. For example, I find it hard to believe that she's really a princess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Or another one is, I'm finding myself, right? Have you heard people say that? Like, oh, I'm finding myself, or I'm looking for myself, or they might say, I'm searching for myself. Mm. I mean, have you heard all of these?
I'm looking for myself, I haven't heard as much, but I'm fine. Like, for example, the cliche is right after college, you go to Europe and backpack through Europe to find yourself or to search for yourself, whatever that means, right?
Right.
Search for your soul, who you really are. But the looking for myself, I don't use that quite as much. Do you, Michelle?
No. Yeah. I'm looking for myself. I don't know. I put it here for a reason. So I must have thought, I must have thought of it for some reason. Mm. But yeah, I might hear someone like, oh, I'm looking for myself. I might hear searching for myself.
Searching.
More, or I'm finding my, right. So, but I feel like I could hear any of those. But you could say something like, oh, I need to take some time. I'm really working on finding myself right now.
Yeah, that's interesting. Do you think it's important? Just a philosophical question, Michelle. I like to, you know, throw these at you every once in a while. Do you think it's important, like, for example, in our 20s, for people to take the time to figure that out, like figure out who they are? Or do you think it's kind of overblown and just a cliche? Or what are your thoughts on that?
That's a good question. I mean, I think it's important. I mean, I did like some time abroad after college. And I mean, to me, like, those are very valuable experiences. But I wouldn't say that I found myself. Like, I don't think that was like, ah, like there we go. Like, I don't know that you ever truly just find yourself. And that's the one answer, because I think we've evolved so much over time. And who I was right after college is completely different. So maybe I thought I found myself, but then I guess I lost myself again. And here I am.
You came full circle.
I mean, it's just this idea that we're constantly evolving. But I think it is good to kind of have that idea in mind. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, maybe the better word is just getting to know yourself. Because when we're, right? I mean, because I feel like I spent most of my 20s actually kind of doing this, right? I lived in Japan for a year and a half, and then I backpacked through South America for a year and a half. And those were kind of hard experiences. Well, exciting and fun. There were hard and lonely moments, to be honest, during those years. And then living in New York, where I didn't have much money, it was hard. It was just hard, right? But you get to know yourself in all these different circumstances, especially adversity, and you just get to know who you are a bit more. You maybe just become more comfortable in your own skin.
Right, right, right. I mean, I think it is about putting yourself in different situations.
Yeah.
And not just like getting too comfortable, staying put. I think that's really when you tend to find yourself, is when you put yourself in a place where you haven't been before.
Yeah, I think that's the key right there. Yeah, I love it. Do we have any other episodes, by the way, Michelle, with this word look? We have a fun title.
We do. Well, I think we had a couple ones with look. You can put look into the search bar, but I found episode 1244, which was Looky Here, New Ways to Add Spunk and Sass to Your English. So that was with a fun expression, Looky Here. So definitely listen to that one, see which other ones you find. But I wanted to give you guys that one because it was super fun.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, who wouldn't want to add spunk and sass to their English, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I certainly do. So, well, let's do a role play. So this is where we're going to get into a whole bunch of examples. And we can talk through them. So in this role play, I work at a store and you, Lindsay, you're looking for a gift for a friend's birthday. Okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. How can I help you?
Well, I'm looking for a gift for my friend.
Sure. Okay, I can help you find that. What is your friend like?
He likes cooking. I always look for things for him online, but I never find anything good.
Oh, well, how about this cookbook?
Oh, wow. I've been looking for this everywhere.
Well, now you found it.
This is perfect. I find it hard to believe that this isn't anywhere online.
Well, I'm happy to help. Okay. Well, we didn't use all of those extra, that finding myself. I couldn't find a spot for
that. Oh, right, right. That's a bit more existential.
But we stuck a bunch of other stuff in there. So let's talk through it and really get to, you know, the functions and the uses of these words. So Lindsay, what was the first one?
So I said, well, I'm looking for a gift for my friend. So I'm looking for, so that's simply searching, right?
Right, right. And you wouldn't say I'm finding a gift for my friend because we're focusing on the process of.
And I haven't found it yet, so I can't say that. I may not find it, right?
Yeah, exactly. To find is when you've achieved that goal, right? So when you found it, right? So here we go. And then I said, I can help you find that, right? So you didn't find it yet, but I'm saying that I can help you achieve that goal.
Okay, so here you're still pointing to the outcome, right? Not the process.
Right?
So
that's, like, I can help you. I'm helping you get what you need.
Yeah, that's kind of the important point from today.
Oh, exactly.
Is it the outcome or is it the process, right? And then we go back to the process. I always look for things for him online, but I never find. So process, outcome. Look, find.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good framework.
Yeah, exactly. And then I said, how about this cookbook? And you said, oh, wow, I've been looking for this everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. So
process.
Again, you're in the process.
And then, well, now you found it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then I said, what I say, Michelle?
You said, I find it hard to believe that this isn't anywhere online, right? So that was another expression we taught, like, oh, I find it hard to believe. It's like, I don't believe this, right?
Mm-hmm. That one's just more of a chunk. So don't worry about outcome or process there, guys.
No, that was just a fun one that I threw in there.
Yeah, just memorize that chunk. It's a very common native expression. I find it hard to believe X, Y, Z, whatever you think is inconceivable, right, is what you would put there. I love that. Oh, Michelle, before we finish up today, we got to remind our listeners, where can they go if they're taking the IELTS exam this year?
Well, you should head on over to the IELTS Energy podcast. You have Jessica and Aubrey over there. So much experience. And they are going to, they talk all about the IELTS, give you tons of tips, practice. So my gosh, they're so great. And it's also so much fun.
It's so fun. It's so fun. Michelle, you've been a guest over there a few times. It's great, guys. This is the one only single place you need to go if you're taking the IELTS exam this year or next year. So go and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. Cool.
Definitely.
Yeah. So Michelle, what should we leave our listeners with today? What's the wrap up?
Well, guys, you know, there are other contexts, there are other chunks, and, you know, we could do follow-ups on this, but, you know, grammar can change, of course, depending on, you know, what we're talking about. Well, we wanted to give you this basic idea today, right, where we're talking about the process and the outcome, and that's really the key takeaway for today. You find something when you achieve your goal, what you were, you find something that you were looking for, right?
Exactly. And that's exactly it, Michelle. And the only thing I would add there is don't let the, you know, the sayings, the chunks throw you off, because they may not necessarily follow that pattern, right? The chunks, the expressions, but those are just native expressions and you just learn those on the side. But I love our, that's process, outcome. So good.
Exactly. Well, thank you to CL for this question. And Lindsay, thanks for chatting about this with me today.
All right. Sounds good, Michelle. I'll see you soon.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.